各位弟兄姐妹，主里平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace to you.
今天是母亲节。
Today is Mother's Day.
让我们每一个人都围着我们的母亲，无论是在世界的，还是已经回到神那里去的，我们都献上一个感恩的祷告。
Today is Mother's Day. May we give thanks for our mothers, whether they are still here or whether they have been with the Lord.
We give thanks. 在神的面前有一点点时间安静，你自己跟神来祷告感谢，因为神是给我们爱我们的母亲。
We have a moment so that we can pray for our mothers to give thanks for our mothers because God has given us mothers who love us.
让我们安静我们的心。
Let us quiet our hearts. Dear Heavenly Father, we give thanks for our mothers. They love us without reservations. They love us unconditionally.
我们在你面前为着我们的母亲向你感谢。
We give thanks for our mothers before you.
让我们今天在这里的每一位，我们都能够真的想到母亲的时候，我们也学习更多爱主。
May each one of us, when we think about our mothers, that we love the Lord even more.
愿我们的孩子们也是能够从我们做父母亲的爱，使他们能够在爱中长大。
May our children also grow in love.
让我们做父母亲的也懂得怎么样过信心的生活，使孩子们能够看到榜样，以致相信主。
May us as parents, so that we also live a life of faith, so that our children can show examples.
愿你主你自己祝福我们今天在这里每一个人。
Lord, please bless each and every one of us here today.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Discipline in the holy name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.今天早上有跟大家从约翰福音第十一章看一个很重要的信息。
Today, let us look at John chapter 11.
这个经文是放在周刊上面的。
The passage is already in the bulletin.
那么如果你们有圣经的话更好。
If you have the Bible, that's even better.
因为我不只讲这四节经文。
Because I will draw on more than these four verses.
所以我们一起来你习惯念英文的就念英文，习惯念中文的我们念中文，一起同声来念一遍。
Let us together read in unison in any language you like these four verses.
约翰福音第十一章第一节到第四节。
John chapter 11 verse 1 to 4.
好，我们一起来。
Together.
有一个患病的人叫拉撒路，住在伯大尼，就是玛利亚和她姐姐马大的村庄。这玛利亚就是那用香膏抹足，又用头发擦他的脚，犯病的拉撒路是他的弟兄，他姐妹两个就打发人去见耶稣说：“主啊，你所爱的人病了。”耶稣听见就说：“这并不至于死，乃是为神的荣耀，叫神的儿子因此得荣耀。”我希望我们大家中文、英文都有念。
I hope that you can read in their language.
如果你念完这段经文，你问自己一个问题：耶稣在这里，又这个约翰在这里，又跟我们讲什么一个主题
？And after you read this passage, maybe you ask these questions: What is John going to tell us?
这个主题是讲医病的问题吗
？Is this about healing?
这个主题是讲耶稣爱拉撒路跟他的姐姐们吗
？Is it about Jesus love Lazarus and his sisters?
这个主题是讲神的能力吗
？Is it about the power of God?
主题在第四节这里。
The theme is in verse 4.
这个主题说乃是为神的荣耀。
This is for the glory of God.
叫神的儿子得荣耀。
So that the Son of God can be glorified.
好，你说黄牧师，这个信息对我们来讲有什么重要呢
？You say, Pastor Wong, why is this message important to us?
让我跟大家一起从这段经文看一看三个层面的信心。
And then from this passage, we can see different levels of this message.
我们所有的基督徒所追求就是属灵生命的增长。
As Christians, we seek our spiritual growth.
我希望我们认识我们的神能够真的成为我们的祝福。
We hope that the God that we trust in can become our blessing.
当我们遇到困难的时候，他能够解决我们的问题，引导我们走一条正路。
And when we encounter difficulties, the Lord can solve our problems and can lead us on the right way.
这样的话我们做基督徒就不会在这个世界迷路。
Then we will not be lost in the world as Christians.
我们就不会在这个世界遇到困难的时候就悲哀，好像没有信仰的人。
Then when we encounter difficulties, we will not be saddened, just like those who have with no hope.
所以每一次的聚会，如果只有讲到属灵生命的增长，很多人都愿意学习。
So many people like to learn if we talk about spiritual growth.
怎么样做一个更有信心的基督徒
？How can be a more faithful Christian?
怎么样做一个更加经历神的基督徒
？How can be a Christian to experience God even more?
好，今天我们看这段经文。
But today, let us look into this passage.
这段经文的，就是如果你把它演成一个话剧的话
，If you say that this is a skit or drama,
那个导演就是写话剧的人是耶稣基督。
The director is Jesus Christ.
他安排了所有的这个每一句每一幕的那个里面的内容。
He arranged each and every scene.
那他怎么开始呢
？How did he start it?
他说有一个患病的人名叫拉撒路，住在伯大尼，就是玛利亚和马大这个村庄啊，他们那个村庄。
He said, "Now a man named Lazarus was sick. He was from Bethany, this village, of Mary and his sister Martha."
整个教导荣耀神是从一个家庭开始。
This teaching about glorifying God is from a family.
那么如果从圣经来看的话，我们知道这个家庭很爱耶稣。
From the scriptures, we can say that this family loved Jesus very much.
所以我们也可以说，他们也爱耶稣，耶稣也爱他们。
So we can see that they love Jesus, Jesus loved them.
那么这样的一个家庭应该是很美满。
This is, should be a very good and perfect family.
所以第一个层面的信心就是这个家庭是有相信耶稣的家庭。
So the level, number one is that this is a family that believe in Jesus.
我们做就是做神的儿女的。
As children of God.
我们很希望所有还没有认识耶稣的人都能够来认识耶稣。
We hope that those who have not known the Lord Jesus can come into and put the faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们跟他们讲说你信耶稣啊，因为耶稣是神，他爱我们。
We say, believe in Jesus because Jesus is God, he loves the world.
我们有什么需要的话，我们跟他求，他会解决我们的问题。
If we have any needs, we come to him and he will solve our problems.
所以信耶稣是很有福气的。
So it is blessed to believe in the Lord Jesus.
那么我们很高兴，因为有的人听我们的见证分享，他们信了耶稣。
We are glad that some, because of our testimony, they believe in the Lord Jesus.
这第一个层面的信心可以耐多久呢
？How long does this level one last?
这个层面的信心可以使我们走基督徒道路走多久呢
？How long can we persevere in the path of our Christian faith with this first level of faith?
很快我们发现这个信心不够用了。
Very quickly we discover that this faith may not be enough.
有一些基督徒因为这信心不够用就开始怀疑神了。
Some Christians started to doubt.
因为他们以为说我信了耶稣所有问题都可以解决。
They believe that since I believe in the Lord Jesus all my problems are solved.
有的人甚至说我以前做梦到有更好。
Some people may say that when I was a sick it was even better for me.
我来教会的时候大家为了我要信主才能请我吃饭。
I came to church people invited me to dinner because they want me to believe in the Lord.
现在我受洗了。
Now that I'm baptized,
没有人请我吃饭。
Nobody invited me to dinner.
那就开始在教会里面呆着，然后迷失掉。
So I stay in the church and simply say nothing happened.
所以呢，这个第一个层面的信心，单单信耶稣是我们的救主是不够的。
So this first level of faith may not be enough.
所以耶稣在这个整个剧本里面，他就写了第一句话说，有一个患病的人。
So that's why in this skit, Jesus started saying there was a man who was sick.
他就把一个考验放在信心的道路上面。
That's a trial or test on this path of faith.
因为一般的基督徒不一定祷告的，对不起，我这样讲。
I'm sorry to say that, but most Christians they may not pray.
哎，但是生病的时候会祷告。
But when you get sick, you pray.
因为什么呢
？Why?
因为就希望能够就是不要有大问题。
Because you want to have no big problems.
就希望能够耶稣帮助可以解决。
You hope that Jesus can help you to solve the problem.
那么生病的时候，我们赶紧看圣经。
When you're sick, you may want to read the Bible more.
因为我们看到耶稣医的大麻风病呢。
Because Jesus healed the lepers.
我们看到耶稣就是使人复活。
And Jesus raised people from the dead.
我们看到耶稣使瞎眼的看见了。
Jesus healed those who are blind.
哇，我们做基督徒的信心就稳定很多了。
And so as Christians, our faith are affirmed.
所以呢，信心的第二个层面就是。
So level number two of our faith is.
患病吗？没问题。
If you are sick, no problem.
你们不认识耶稣，你不叫求谁哈
If you don't know Jesus, you don't know who to ask for help.
我信耶稣，我知道求耶稣了。
I believe in Jesus, so I know that I can ask Jesus.
所以你们要信耶稣哈。
So believe in Jesus.
哎，但是这个信心呢，也不大够用。
But this faith is also not quite sufficient.
为什么不大够用呢
？Why is it not quite sufficient?
你生病祷告耶稣，耶稣就医吗？
You get sick and you ask Jesus for healing. Does he always heal?
你会发现事实上耶稣能够医。
In fact, you will realize that Jesus can heal.
但是在实际的生活里面，他不一定医。
But practically, in reality, he does not always heal.
那我们基督徒的信心出问题了。
Then the Christians, our faith, becomes a problem.
我们基督徒心里面想，这样到底什么地方出问题呢？
Then where is the problem?
那耶稣不是答应我有凭信心求了就他会就会听吗
？Did not Jesus promise us that if you seek by faith, then you shall be answered?
我看到太多的基督徒因为第二个信心的层面没有学好了。
There are too many times I see that Christians because of the level 2 faith, they have learned the lesson well.
他们做基督徒做得很辛苦。
They have been Christians for a long time.
你不要讲说传福音啊。
Not to mention just preaching the gospel.
我不怀疑神已经不错了。
If they don't doubt God, then it's also pretty good already.
我这样家庭里面的需要，我讲了求了这么久，但是好像神都没有听。
I have prayed for the needs of my family for such a long time, but seems like God has not answered my prayers.
那到底我信心的道路应该怎么走下去呢？
Then how should I continue to walk in my path of faith?
所以你看哈，在第三节里面，马大、玛利亚打发人去跟耶稣讲什么？
So that's why in verse 3, what did Mary and Martha they send people to talk to Jesus?
他说：“主啊，你所爱的人病。”
It's the Lord, the one you love is sick.
哎，不是别人哈。
It's not anybody else.
是你所爱的。
It's the one you love.
那别人的话，求你，你可能不大要听哈。
If it's somebody else, maybe you don't listen.
是你所爱的人，你肯定听了。
But this is someone you love.
那从经文，你看第十八节里面。
In this passage, you can see verse 8.
这个马大、玛利亚住的地方就是伯大尼。
They live in Bethany.
那么耶稣就是。在耶路撒冷的范围。
Jesus was in Jerusalem.
大概只有六公里路。
It was about maybe like a little more than 2 miles.
就是圣经里面讲说这个是六里路是中国里的哈。
And this it was about maybe 6 kilometers.
你知道早期的人没有车没有飞机的。
And at that time there was no vehicles, no airplanes.
那几里路对走路习惯的人其实一点问题都没有。
But in fact, just a few miles was no problem to someone who got used to walking.
所以马大、玛利亚就叫人去跟耶稣讲。
So Mary and Martha sent people to talk to Jesus.
你病了，你所爱的人生病了。
The one you love is sick.
这个就是一个信心的表现。
This is an act of faith.
不单是信耶稣救我们的灵魂。
Not that we have faith in that Jesus only save our souls.
而且信耶稣，如果我有问题的话，我找他就会解决问题。
And also, if I have a problem in my life, I can ask Jesus for help.
所以他就派人去见耶稣。
So they sent people to ask Jesus for help.
六里路。
6 kilometers.
就是慢慢走的话，一个小时也到了。
If you walk very slowly, maybe it takes an hour or two.
那么耶稣。在回答这些就是被打发来见耶稣的两个人怎么讲呢
？But what did these two people? What did they say?
当然，当时听见的人也很多，包括门徒们。
And including disciples, many people heard that.
第四节耶稣就说了。
Verse 4, Jesus said that.
这并不至于死。
This sickness is not unto death.
哎，大家有没有注意到啊
？Have you noticed that?
耶稣有没有讲骗话？
What did Jesus say in here?
耶稣在讲什么？
What was Jesus actually trying to say?
所以有的时候我们做基督徒，我们对耶稣的了解到多少呢？
How often do we as Christians we understand what Jesus was trying to say?
耶稣跟他们讲说，这并不至于死。
Jesus said this sickness will not end in death.
然后第十四节，耶稣就明明地告诉他们说，拉撒路死了。
And then in verse 14, Jesus says, Lazarus is dead.
耶稣说，在整个过程当中，只有一个目的，就是要荣耀神。
In this process, there was one purpose: is to glorify God.
荣耀神主要的目的是什么呢
？What is the purpose of glorifying God?
就是要坚固信徒们能够过去真正的，就是有坚强的信心。
Is to affirm that the Christians they can have a life of genuine and strong faith.
那么我看到这里的时候说怎么荣耀神。
Then when I look at this, I say, how can we glorify God?
如果你知道拉撒路这个死就是死里埋葬的事情的故事。
If you know about this story that Lazarus was dead and was buried.
我们读圣经我们知道他后来复活了。
When we read the Bible, we know that at the end he was raised from the dead.
马大玛利亚起初不知道的。
But initially, Mary and Martha did not know that.
是整个对话的过程里面，马大玛利亚不知道。
So in this process, Mary and Martha they did not know what is going to happen.
那么他们派人去见耶稣。
They sent people to ask Jesus for help.
耶稣一天没来。
Jesus did not come the first day.
两天没来。
Not the second day.
三天没来。
Not the third day.
四天没来。
Not even on the fourth day.
圣经里面说拉撒路死了埋葬了四天了。
The Bible said that Lazarus was dead and was buried for 4 days.
那最少就是说耶稣听到拉撒路病的事情超过四天了。
That is to say that Jesus heard about Lazarus was sick for more than 4 days.
哇，这个我们做基督徒怎么能够面对一位这样好像没有反应没有感觉的没有爱心的神呢？
Well, as Christians, how can we handle this God who seems to not care and has no response?
怎么样？耶稣到底在想什么呢？
What was Jesus thinking?
耶稣又为了使马大、玛利亚还有其他的人信心更进到另外一个层面里面。
In order to deepen and strengthen the faith of Mary and Martha and the other people,
他用了世界上最引起人注意、最引起人关心的一件事情来处理这件事情。
He handled this with something that will raise the most attention.
就是有人死了。
That is somebody died.
人死了什么都完了。
If somebody's dead, then all is finished.
人死了什么都就是结束了，没有什么要求了。
It is the end. Nothing else can be done, right?
那么有的时候神要用。死了这么严重的事情在我们生命当中经历的时候我们才会想到怎么样更有信心的依靠神。
Sometimes the Lord wants something like death to let us know the deeper level of faith.
那耶稣他在这件事情说最终的目的是要叫神得荣耀他儿子得荣耀。
Jesus said that the ultimate purpose is for God to be glorified, the Son of God to be glorified.
我不知道你们会怎么想。
I do not know what you are thinking.
在这个记载经文里面有一个地方明讲有一个地方没讲。
In this passage, something was said, but something was left not said.
如果我是马大玛利亚家里面的人。
If I were someone in the family of Mary and Martha.
我们相信耶稣。
We believe in Jesus.
耶稣爱我们。
Jesus loved us.
现在我们家里面有人生病。
Now somebody in our family is sick.
我们也祷告了。
We prayed already.
耶稣也知道了。
Jesus knew about it.
那耶稣如果很忙他没空来呢？
If Jesus was very busy, he could not come.
耶稣曾经也是讲一句话，没有在他身边的人病都好了。
In the past, Jesus has spoken the word and somebody got healed.
所以我的信心会怎么样呢？
What about my faith?
我信心会说耶稣没来就不要紧。
I say, well, Jesus doesn't come. That's maybe okay.
因为他的能力超越了这些空间、时间。
His power transcends time and space.
所以只要他讲一句说拉撒路好了，拉撒路肯定没问题。
As long as he says Lazarus is well, then Lazarus will be healed.
所以我们就看却在病床上的拉撒路。
So we look at the Lazarus who was laying sick on the bed.
越病越严重。
But his illness got worse and worse.
我们祷告就越来越诚恳。
We pray more and more earnestly.
神啊，给我们信心。
God, grant us faith.
这是你所爱的。
This is one you love.
他不能死。
We cannot let him die.
他死了就不荣耀你的名字。
If he died, you will not be glorified.
因为你所爱的人死了。
Because the one you love died.
那其他不爱你的人怎么办呢？
Then what about those who do not love you?
那如果你这样情形你不帮忙的话，我们这些做基督徒怎么做呢？
If you do not help us, then what about us Christians?
所以我们在心中又求又要又就是威胁神。
So we pleaded and we also tried to threaten God.
就耶稣，你立刻要有行动。
Jesus, you must act right away.
最后拉撒路死了。
Then at the end, Lazarus died.
你知道玛利亚跟马大会怎么想？
What would Mary and Martha think?
他们就心里面想。
They may be thinking like this.
耶稣不爱我们吗？
Jesus doesn't love us anymore.
耶稣不是像他所讲的，他是神吗？
Jesus, maybe he was not really God, like he said.
他可能有限制，他能力有限。
Maybe his power is limited.
我们信心就开始摇动了。
Then our faith started to be shaken.
那不想把拉撒路埋葬。
we may not want to bury Lazarus. But Jesus rose people from the dead in the past, maybe Lazarus will be
raised.
But according to Jewish tradition, the dead cannot last there overnight. So before the sunset, we have to bury Lazarus.
那马大玛利亚有的时候在想说，哇，耶稣可能明天就叫拉撒路活起来。
And then Martha may be thinking that maybe tomorrow Jesus will raise him from the dead.
第二天没有。
It didn't happen the next day.
可能第三天会复活。
Maybe the third day.
第三天也没有。
At the end of the third day, nothing happened.
你知道他这两个姐妹怎么想的？
What would these two sisters be thinking?
他说如果我们要相信耶稣的话,
so it may be difficult for us to really trust in the Lord Jesus.
那从另外一个角度呢?
From another perspective,
耶稣跟门徒们在一起,
Jesus was with his disciples.
那么耶稣说好,
Jesus said, well, maybe we'll go somewhere.
那门徒们就讲说, 哎呀,
Jesus says, maybe dangerous to go there.
然后耶稣就跟他们讲说, 第十一节,
and then in verse 11, Jesus said that our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep. I'll go and wake him up. The disciples might think that maybe Lazarus was really just sleeping. But those people at the village, Martha's place, they know that Lazarus was already buried. That's why verse 12, our disciples said, Lord, if he sleeps, he will get better.
那么通常说我睡一下。
Normally we say I just take a nap.
意思说等一下就醒起来了。
Then after a while I would wake up.
你说我死一下。
Say I die for a little bit.
就没有一下，因为死了就没有一下。
Then if you die, you don't die for a moment, you die for good.
所以他们就不明白耶稣说叫他醒。
So they don't understand why Jesus wants to wake him up.
那么他们就是说如果只是睡了那么就好了嘛，就没事情了。
They say if he was fallen asleep, then he'll get better.
那耶稣就跟他们讲说, 我说他是死了,
but then verse 14 Jesus said Lazarus is dead. Then the disciples started to doubt.
那如果是死了，你还不快点去？
If he's dead, why are you still going there?
然后根据耶稣讲的一句话呢，我自己读圣经的时候就觉得很不容易领会。
But that's another thing that Jesus said, and to me it's difficult to understand.
第十四节,
verse 14,
我的好朋友拉撒路死了。
In verse 14, it says that my friend Lazarus is dead. All those who believe in me pray and hope that I go there earlier. To Jesus told the disciples this saying, I did not go there. This is a strong saying. Why do we say this?
人家都说你快点来，来了就医好拉撒路。
They say you come early, come quickly, so that the person can be healed.
然后后来拉撒路死了。
And then Lazarus was dead.
耶稣跟门徒们说，你听好啊，我没有在那里，我就开心了。
It is well that I am not over there.
你看，耶稣要教导人进入到信心更加一个层面里面，他花了多少的苦功。
And Jesus spent a lot of effort to make sure we enter into the deeper level of faith.
那个下的苦功是什么？是我们以为说耶稣不爱我们。
The effort end up in such that we thought that Jesus no longer loves us.
我们逻辑里面思想，我们的神应该是怎么样的，几乎都破掉。
In our logic, we have certain expectations of God, but that did not fulfill the expectations.
我们以为我们认识耶稣的所有的认识，好像都不够解释这个问题了。
We thought we knew Jesus, but what we know seems like we cannot explain what Jesus was doing.
当我们不能够解释的时候，我们就问为什么。
When we have no explanation, we ask why.
多少基督徒就是信耶稣之后面对很多问题，天天问为什么。
How many Christians after they believe in the Lord Jesus, they encounter difficulties, they ask why.
耶稣知道我们相信他跟随他人心中的苦闷。
Jesus knows our difficulties in our hearts.
他用很重的话。
He has stern and serious sayings.
他说我没有在他们当中啊，我就喜乐欢喜了。
They said I'm glad that I am not, I was not there.
但是下面一句话耶稣怎么承认?
But what is about the one
following?
After Jesus said, I'm glad I was not there so that you may believe.
意思说好叫你们相信过去你们的相信不够了。
Just like you did not believe enough in the past.
你要跟随我们，你要相信到这一点。
You believe me, then you need to believe to the deeper level.
一个爱我的人死了，我都没有回应。
Someone that I love died, I did not respond.
你们期望他快点到，然后就救活这个人，我就不去。
You expected me to go there earlier, but I did not go.
当你们所有有疑问的，所有不明白的时候，我要让你们相信，相信的更深一个层面的信心。
When you have doubts, when you have difficulties, I want you to trust and trust to a deeper level.
他们讲好这里的，他讲好这里的说，他下面再讲一句话。
And at this point, he said one more thing.
他说：“如今我们可以往他那里去。”
But let us go to him.
我曾经问过人说：“你读了这节经文有什么感受？”
I have asked people, "What do you feel after you read this passage to this point?"
我很感谢主，因为有一个弟兄在一间教会里面。
I give God a thanks because I've come across a brother in the church.
他就举起手来。
He raised his hand and said,
他说，如果是我的话，我就问耶稣说，你干嘛来？
And then if it was me, I asked Jesus, what are you doing?
你来做什么？
Why are you still coming?
我们需要你的时候，你在哪里？
When you needed you, you were not here.
死了四天，你说我们现在去。
And 4 days later, after he has been dead 4 days, then now you go.
这个是信心的层面里面，我们需要克服的。
This is something that we need to overcome in our faith.
我们对我们的耶稣认识多少？
How much do we know about our Lord Jesus?
我们以我们认为逻辑可以思想可以明白的层面来相信你们跟随耶稣。
We believe according to our logic and our expectations.
耶稣他要我们学习更深的功课。
Jesus wants us to learn a deeper lesson.
更深的功课。
A deeper lesson.
所以耶稣就去了。
So Jesus went.
他如果没有去，他也可以讲一句话，拉撒路就好。
Even if he did not go, he could have said something, and Jesus and Lazarus could have been healed.
如果他真的爱耶稣的话，他一听到拉撒路声音，他就应该立刻去了。
One would expect that if Jesus loved Lazarus, Jesus would heal him right away.
这两个反应都是耶稣可以做到的事情。
Those two responses were something that Jesus was capable of doing.
但是两件事情耶稣都不做。
But Jesus did not do either one of those things.
以致所有人对耶稣起了怀疑的心。
So that all these people doubt Jesus.
甚至有人开始就不愿意相信耶稣。
Some may want to refuse to believe in Jesus.
埋怨耶稣。
They blame.
说耶稣你来做什么？
Jesus, why are you still coming now?
我们是不是也有这样的经历呢？
Do we have similar experiences?
我们侍奉主人家不欣赏。
When we serve God, people do not appreciate our services.
我们有 很努力的工作，无论在家里面，在社会，无论在教会。
We work very hard in the home, in the society, in the church.
我们觉得我应该得到人家这样的一个回应。
We expected certain responses.
但是我们等啊等啊等啊，没有看到应该有出现。
We waited and waited, that response did not appear.
我们开始就说到底什么事情发生。
Then we asked, what's happening?
我们家里面遇到困难，我们亲戚朋友遇到困难。
We encountered difficulties in our homes and maybe in other areas of our lives.
我们祷告神，祷告神。
We prayed and we prayed.
为什么其他人祷告他站起来做见证说神听他祷告我的就不听呢？
How come other people they stood up and give testimony and God answers my prayers?
为什么同一辆飞机掉下来的时候有一些基督徒死了，另外一些基督徒没死呢？
But then God did not answer my prayers. How come that some accident happened and some Christians died, some Christians do not die?
当有一些人在最终的情况里面站起来说感谢神我没死，
Some people give testimony, say, "I give thanks to God, I did not die."
那那些死的人是不是该死呢？
What happened to those who died? Do they deserve to die?
我们心中有很多很多问题。
Many many questions like this.
在信心的层面到高峰的一个地步呢，起伏就是没有办法用理性来了解。
And the pinnacle of the faith, there are certain things that is difficult to understand by reasoning.
我们知道故事的人。
The ones we know the end of the story.
耶稣去到伯大尼。
Jesus went to Bethany.
在村子外面的时候，
outside the village,
马大听见耶稣来了。
Martha heard about Jesus.
他就赶紧跑出去了。
She went over there.
你知道他跑出去的时候，他心情是怎么样的？
What was she feeling as she was running over there?
他心中充满着埋怨。
She might be full of complaint in her heart.
但是耶稣对他们那么好，他也不至于太过分。
But he felt that Jesus probably would not be too harsh on her.
所以他就跟主耶稣讲说：“主啊，你如果早在这里，我的兄弟就不会死。”
So that he said that Jesus, if you were here, my brother would not have died.
这个话里面就是说，就算你不在这里，你讲了之后，弟弟也不死了。
What it means that if you had just spoken the word, you could have healed my brother.
把这个弟弟的死归罪在耶稣身上了。
So he blamed Jesus for the death of Lazarus, his brother.
那么我在想说，这个姐妹两个人在整个过程埋葬的地皮的四天的范围里面，他们思想是什么呢？
I'm thinking that in the mind of these two sisters, Mary and Martha, during these 4 days after they bury Lazarus, what were they thinking?
他们就希望在他们的信心上面做一点修补的工作。
Maybe they want to do some adjustment on their faith.
那就是说，好，耶稣不听我们祷告，那弟弟死了，那没办法了，将来他会复活了。
Okay, maybe Jesus did not heed our prayers and our brothers died, and maybe in the future he would be raised from the dead.
所以呢？马大就是这么讲。
So Martha was thinking this.
因为23节耶稣说你兄弟必然复活。
Because Jesus said on verse 23, your brother will rise again.
马大说我知道，在末后的时候他会复活。
Martha answered, I know he will rise again in the resurrection of at the last day.
因为即使你现在不救我的弟弟。
You know that even though you do not heal my brother at this time.
那么我当然也不要跟你计较了，因为你。既然答应了他末后 会复活。
Since you have promised that he's going to be raised at the last day,
最多就是说你不是真的那么爱我们了。
Maybe even though if you don't love us that much.
但我心里面想，我这个做马大的，按照一些牧者啊、解经书里面的解释呢，可能是这样。
And then this is what Martha would be thinking, according to some commentaries or some experts.
说马大呢不是很专心听到。
Martha was not paying very much attention to Jesus.
耶稣去到他们家的时候，马大总是想我煮一点好吃的东西给耶稣。
When Jesus was at Martha's home, Martha was thinking about maybe I'll cook some good food for Jesus.
哎，煮好吃的东西招待客人是很好的事情。
It is a good thing to prepare good food for Jesus.
但不好的就是他心中埋怨。
But the bad thing is that she was complaining in her heart.
埋怨什么呢？
What was she complaining?
埋怨玛利亚不帮她。
She was complaining that Mary was not helping her.
那玛利亚跑到哪里去啊？
What happened to Mary?
玛利亚总是陪着耶稣听耶稣讲。
Mary was at the feet of Jesus, listening to Jesus.
所以我读这段经文的时候。
So in this passage.
我心里面想，马大，你真的平常不追求啊。
I'm thinking that Martha, normally you did not listen to Jesus very well.
你可能就是比较难明白耶稣的心情。
Maybe it's harder for you to understand Jesus' thoughts.
所以我就想，如果是玛利亚，她会怎么讲？
Then I think, what happened to Mary? What would she be thinking?
因为她天天坐在耶稣旁边听耶稣讲。
She has been listening to Jesus at his feet.
她肯定认识耶稣比玛利亚好了。
She must have a deeper understanding of Jesus compared to Martha.
她的信心程度可能更高了。
Maybe Mary has a higher faith.
那么她认识耶稣多嘛？
And because she knew Jesus better.
然后我看到32节。
In verse 32.
马大回去跟玛利亚讲说。
And then when Mary reached that, and when Jesus saw him,
那玛利亚就到耶稣那里去。
So Mary went to the place where Jesus was and saw him.
她见耶稣的时候就俯伏在耶稣的脚前。
So she fell at his feet and said,
主啊
，Lord,
你若早在这里
，If you had been here,
我兄弟必不死。
My brother would not have died.
一样的话。
The same identical thing that Martha said.
马大的信心跟玛利亚的信心
，the faith of Mary and the faith of Martha，
在面对着这么大的一个挑战里面呢，就停留在同样一个层面里面。
When they encounter these big challenges, they stay at the same level.
他没有办法想象耶稣没有听他祷告。
And they could not imagine that Jesus did not heed their prayers.
百夫长求他，他不听了。
They cried out in prayer, but Jesus did not answer.
那些外邦人求他，耶稣都听了。
Even the Gentiles, Jesus answered their prayers.
我们这么爱主的人求他竟然不听。
We are the ones who love him so much, and he did not answer our prayers.
心中有很多的不明白。
There are a lot of things we cannot understand.
所以他跟耶稣讲说，如果你早在这里，我弟弟就不死。
So both of them said that if you had been here.My brother would not have died.
那换一句话说，如果你早你在这里的话，我弟弟不死。那他死掉的话，就因为你没来。
So what that means is that the reason he died, if you were here, he would not have died. The reason he died because you did not come.
你知道这个是多严重的事情吗？
How serious is this?
我们送了一个病人到医院去。
We sent a sick person to the hospital.
就医生说我来了来了。
Jesus, the doctor said, I'm coming, I'm on the way.
然后他很久都不来。
But the doctor has not shown up for a long time.
病人死了。
The patient died.
你知道人会怎么做吗？
What would you do?
就控告医生啊。
Oh, you sue the doctor.
如果你躺在这里不会死，你知道吗？
If you were here, the patient would not have died.
哎，这个是很重的话。
This is a very serious, very strong saying.
你看，耶稣要训练人信心的层面进到更高一个层面。
Jesus wants to train his believers to go into a deeper level of faith.
原因是什么呢？
What are the reasons?
原因就是希望人能够承受得住更大的挑战。
He wants that people can handle stronger challenges.
那更高一个层面的一个信心呢？能够活出来的生命就更加荣耀神。
A higher level of faith, then you will live our life that is give God the more glory.
那么你说现在想一想马大玛利亚的心情。
Think about the faith of Mary and Martha.
然后你再回去看第十一章的第二节。
Go back and look at chapter 11, verse 2.
第二节说什么？
What did he say?
这玛利亚就是那用香膏抹主，又用头发擦他脚，患病拉撒路是他的兄弟。
Verse 2 says, this Mary, whose brother Lazarus now lay sick, was the same one who poured perfume on the Lord and wiped his feet with her hair.
你对比一下哈。
Just compare and contrast.
主啊，你若躺在这里，我弟弟就不会死。
Lord, if you were here, my brother would not have died.
他有个信心的跳跃。
Then there was a leap of faith.
愿意把他所有最好的最好的献出来。
She was willing to give her very, very best and offered it to Jesus. Even she poured perfume on the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair. In verse 2, it happened in chapter 12. Jesus mentioned what Mary was going to do in the future.
如果我们看刚才的经文的话，玛利亚信心不会到那样的层面。
If we look at the passage that just transpired, and Mary's faith has not gotten to that point yet.
当然，我们读这个整段经文的故事的话，就知道。
If we read the whole passage, then we know.
耶稣最后去到坟墓那里。
At the end, Jesus went to the tomb.
那么就叫拉撒路从坟墓当中出来。
And he called Lazarus to come out from the tomb.
耶稣有办法。
And Jesus can take care of it.
他有他的时间。
He has his timing.
他有他做事情的方式。
He has his way of doing things.
无论是一个人现在是有多大的问题。
No matter what kind of problem the person has.
无论这个问题本身是立刻解决，还是拖了很久才解决。
Does not matter whether the problem is taken care of right away or it takes a long time before the problem is solved.
那最大的考验就是后来也没有解决。
The biggest test is that at the end it was not resolved.
那么还没有解决，而且不解决的话，我们对神的信心是怎么样的？
If at the end it was not resolved, then what happened to our faith?
我们对神的信心必须回到耶稣基督那里。
Our faith needs to go back to Jesus.
如果
if
有一个人
if a person
愿意为你死
willing to die for you,
而且真的为你死
and indeed this person died for you,
你如果对他有怀疑的话
if you doubt this person,
你这个人有问题。
You have a problem.
耶稣为我们死在十字架上。
Jesus died for us on the cross.
他爱我们爱到一个地步，就死在十字架上。
He loved us to the extent that he died on the cross for us.
圣经明讲，他死在十字架上是担当你跟我的罪。
And he told us that he died on the cross for the sake of your sins and my sins.
为我们预备救恩。
He prepared for us salvation.
这样的一位神
This God
是那么爱我们的
Love us so much.
我们应该相信他
We cannot but trust him.
如果我们今天有一些你还没有信耶稣，我鼓励你，你相信耶稣。
If you have not yet believed in Jesus today, I encourage you to put your trust in Jesus.
你已经相信耶稣了，感谢神。
If you already believe in Jesus, give thanks to God.
你就要学习进入到信心更深的一个层面。
You need to learn to have a deeper faith. in God.
但是那个信心的层面不应该停在说我有什么问题，我一求耶稣，他应该解决的。
But the level of faith should not stay at the point that whatever problem I have, I ask Jesus and He will take care of it right away.
因为这一种的信心本身是很弱的。
This is a very weak faith.
那最强的信心是什么呢？
What is the strongest kind of faith?
就是因为我还做罪人的时候，耶稣为我死了。
Because when I was still a sinner, Jesus died for me already.
他愿意为我死。
He was willing to die for me.
他绝对就不会保留任何好的东西不给我。
He would not give me any. He would not withhold any good things from me.
我不知道他会怎么带领我。
I do not know how he would.Lead me.
我不知道为什么有的时候他听我祷告，有的时候好像没有。
I do not understand how come sometimes he listens to my prayers, sometimes he does not.
但是他为我死没有保留。
But he died for me without reservation.
我就相信他绝对不会留下任何好东西不给我。
Then I can believe that he will not withhold any good things from me.
就基于这样的缘故，无论耶稣是怎么回答我人生的问题，我对他绝对有信心。
And because of this, no matter what Jesus does to me in terms of my problems, then I will not lose my faith in him.
如果你学到这个功课的话，
if you have learned this lesson,
你在这个世界就不会因为事情的发生结果而影响我们的信心。
In this world, no matter what happened, what results you get, it will not affect your faith.
无论问题我们希望解决是结果是怎么样。
Doesn't matter what happened to your problems, whether it was resolved to the satisfaction or not.
你记住。
Just remember this.
神要为了荣耀他自己的缘故。
And God, for the purpose of glorifying His name.
他要使我们这些愿意全心相信他的人，心中就充满着喜乐。
He wants us, those of us who are willing to trust Him with all our hearts, that we are filled with joy.
我们去非洲的时候，你说有答案吗？
Now, when we consider, is there any answers?
有人问我们说，孩子以后怎么样有答案吗？
Someone asks us, is there going to be some resolution in the future?
有人来说，我为你祷告，你们一家人不生病，答案是怎么样呢？
Then someone may say that I pray for you, pray for health for the entire family. What's the result?
你看这黑人请你吃饭的时候，那些饭上面充满着苍蝇，你也祷告求神保护，让你吃有身体健康，有答案吗？
When maybe the African cleaner invites you to a meal and then you see that food full of flies and then you pray for health, what's the response?
我们全家人都中了重大的疾病。
We got sick after the meal.
我们吃那些食物拉肚子拉很长时间。
And then after we took the food, we had diarrhea for a long time.
即使神没有在那些事情上听我们祷告。
Even though God has not protected us at that time.
神给我们足够的能力来面对明天。
God gave us enough power to face tomorrow.
那种心中充满着盼望跟信心的生命。
That life that is filled of hope.
就是我们在这个世界可以享受最美的一种的生命。
This is the most beautiful, the best life we can enjoy on earth.
所以就算经过死亡的幽谷，我们还可以喜乐来信靠我们的神。
Even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we can still trust in Him.
别人看到我们的时候就归荣耀给我们的神。
People look at what happened to us and they give glory to God.
说你们所信的神是真的又真又活的神。
They say the God you believe in is a living and true God.
可是为什么耶稣要安排这样一个情形发生在基督徒的家庭里面呢？
Why did Jesus make this arrangement to allow this to happen to a Christian family?
今天早上八点钟我要听 Charles Stanley 讲道。
This morning 8:30 I listen to Charles Stanley.
他说每一次神都要帮我们一下，我们才会跑得更高一点层面。
Each time God has to pump us so that we can go to a higher
level.
Then God may pump us and we may fly a long way. Maybe it felt very bad, maybe it hurt a lot. But God wants us to go to a higher ground. That we truly know our God. Enjoy all the abundance that God, the one who loves us, gives us.
所以弟兄姐妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
让我们离开道理的开端,
let us forsake the beginning of the way.
离开单单说我已经信耶稣这个开端,
just be departed from the beginning of our faith that I just believe in the Lord Jesus.
离开我们以为我们做基督徒的不会生病，就算会生病，耶稣一定医好，这个一定的那个认识的那个层面。
Move away from this level, say that if I get sick, I pray and I must get well.
然后进入到真理里面，知道耶稣没有为我保留任何东西。
Enter into the truth that Jesus does not withhold anything from us.
所以我向他求的，他没有回应。他肯定有他自己美好的目的。
If I ask for something, he did not give me what I asked for. He must have his purpose.
让我们不断的来思考圣经里面的真理。
Let us continue to meditate on the truth in the Bible.
使我们进到真正的信心的层面里面。
So that we enter into genuine faith.
让我们所活出来的生命，就使别人看到我们的神是一位怎样的神。
Then we can live a life and allow people to see what kind of God He really is. Because of this, our God can be glorified. Let us pray.
天父上帝，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we give you thanks.
耶稣用这样的方法来教导我们怎么样进入到信心更深一个层面。
Jesus used this to teach us how we get into a deeper level of faith.
耶稣爱我们，
Jesus loves us.
他要把最好的给我们，
He gives us the very best.
所以求主帮助我们，
Lord, please help us.
今天早上有一些慕道朋友，
This morning maybe they are seekers.
还不曾真正接纳过耶稣，
They have not accepted the Lord Jesus.
在心中就发出一个这样的祷告，
Then in the heart maybe there's this prayer.
跟主耶稣说，
Follow Jesus.
主耶稣啊，我愿意相信你。
Jesus, I'm willing to believe in you.
让我们做基督徒的就下定决心要进入到更深的这个信心的层面。
May those of us who are Christians resolve in our mind that we enter into a deeper level of faith.
使我们过着得胜的生活。
So that we can live a victorious Christian life.
就算在苦难没有答案的日子，我们仍然可以依靠我们的神。
Even in trials and tribulations, we can still trust in our God.
让别人看到我们这样的信心的时候，
So when others see our faith,
就说我们基督徒的神实在是伟大的神。
They say that the God of the Christians is a great and magnificent God.
用神你自己的名字得到最大的荣耀。
So that you be given the highest glory.
感谢祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
This we pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.